Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President-elect Joe Biden says he plans to ask Congress for more coronavirus relief when he takes office, warning that serious challenges lie ahead.
Our darkest days in the battle against COVID are ahead of us, not behind us. So we need to prepare ourselves to steel our spines. As frustrating as it is to hear, it's going to take patience, persistence, and determination to beat this virus.
Biden spoke in Wilmington, Delaware. The CDC is out with a preview of U.S. mortality data for the year 2020, with preliminary figures suggesting more than 3.2 million deaths, almost 500,000 more than last year, and spiking in large part due to the coronavirus pandemic. The nation's top infectious disease expert has had a chance to get his first of two shots. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke after the event and explained why he was getting the vaccine.
For me, it's important for two reasons. One is that I'm an attending physician here on the staff at the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center, and so I do see patients. But as important or more important is as a symbol to the rest of the country that I feel extreme confidence in the safety and the efficacy of this vaccine.
Of concern globally, a new strain of the coronavirus, which has spread rapidly in parts of England and triggered significant global travel disruptions as a result. In Germany, Pfizer's partner BioNTech says its vaccine is likely to be effective against the new variant. Esme Nicholson has more.
Speaking at a press conference, BioNTech's chief executive Ugar Shaheen said his team is currently investigating the vaccine's efficacy against the new B.1.1.7 strain, adding that they will have results within 2 weeks. Shaheen said he is confident the current vaccine will protect against the new strain, and that if it doesn't, they could engineer a new vaccine within 6 weeks, although its approval could take longer. While there is no indication that the B.1.1.7 strain increases the severity of COVID-19, data suggests it's more contagious. The head of the Robert Koch Institute, Lothar Wieler, said Tuesday that the strain is probably also present in Germany. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
President-elect Biden is reportedly ready to appoint a new education secretary, NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
Biden is expected to nominate Miguel Cardona for education secretary. Cardona, who's the education commissioner for the state of Connecticut, would be the third Latino candidate Biden puts forward for a cabinet secretary post. Cardona has been a proponent of reopening schools in Connecticut. Biden has set a goal of returning kids to the classroom within the first 100 days of taking office.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 201 points, the Nasdaq up 65. This is NPR. American Airlines says it's beginning the phased return of furloughed workers after Congress approved $15 billion in payroll support for airlines as part of the latest pandemic relief package. A new NBA season starts tonight, a little more than 2 months after the last one ended. Thus ends the shortest basketball offseason in league history as the NBA continues to adjust to the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
With today's start, the NBA can have its lucrative slate of Christmas Day games as it tries to recover from last season's financial losses. The league will not be playing in another pandemic-protected bubble. Players balked at the idea of the next 5 to 7 months in isolation. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver expects bumps in the road, which is why there's only a schedule for the first half of the season.
Waiting to see sort of how this plays out before we issue the second half of the season, knowing that it's possible that we may have to reschedule games along the way.
Later tonight, the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers play the LA Clippers, but first, the Brooklyn Nets play the Golden State Warriors. Both teams have superstars returning from injuries, and as a result, high hopes. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
American consumer optimism is at its lowest level since the summer. According to a closely watched gauge of U.S. consumer confidence, the Conference Board today says its consumer confidence index dropped to a reading of 88.6 this month from 92.9 last month. The dip comes amid rapidly rising COVID infections and deaths, combined with renewed business closings and layoffs. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.